Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, the National Defense Authorization Act, about $780 billion, passed the House. It's coming up in the Senate, probably be voted on today or tomorrow. It will pass. It's essential that it pass. But a couple of things got stripped out of it. Republicans and some moderate Democrats, but largely Republicans, objected to some amendments. Republicans objected to others. I'm going to give you an example of a couple of them. The ones that the Republicans objected to, believe it or not, it was Rubio. Rubio's soft on Russia. Rubio objected to an amendment that would have imposed really hard sanctions on Russia for what they've done in Ukraine so far, taking Crimea, backing separatist forces in the Donbass region of eastern Ukraine, threatening invasion. There already are some sanctions in place. This would have been far more severe. And then the Menendez Amendment, which is a great amendment, would have been what he called the mother of all sanctions, which it would have been difficult for the Russians to function economically going forward if those had been imposed, throwing them out of the international banking system, stopping them from borrowing money, things like that. Rubio stopped that because Rubio wanted some sanction in there against China for their treatment of the Uyghurs. Rubio's trying to posture for some voters down in Florida. It was pointed out to him that you can't do that in the Senate. Unlike almost any other bill, an appropriations bill to appropriate money has to originate in the House. It has to start in the House and then go to the Senate, not the other way around. And that hadn't been in the House bill. So if he insisted on it here, they'd have to start all over. The January 1 deadline would be blown, and the money that we needed in that bill, we needed by January 1. Now, parenthetically, I'm going to say this. This brinksmanship going up to almost Christmas because you need it for January 1, coming 2 days from default, the Republicans have been doing this for years, weaponizing appropriations in the House and the Senate just to make political points and trying to hurt Democratic presidents or trying to hurt Democratic leadership. That's got to stop. That's not American. Each time we sort of slip through the noose, one of these days we're not gonna. But in this particular case, because Rubio insisted on it, they took out the sanctions against Russia. You know, Rubio said it was because he cares about the Uyghurs. I think Rubio's soft on Russia. And I know very well that Moscow, Mitch, Cruz, Trump was dominated by Putin. But the NDAA will get in with the money we need. Now, here's another provision that got stripped out. This got stripped out by the Republicans and a handful of moderate Democrats. And that is the provision. It was an amendment to the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, that the draft be amended so that women as well as men between the ages of 18 and 25 would have to register. Now, women can volunteer now for any position in the military they want, including combat. When I was in the Navy, now this was the early 70s, women were in the nursing corps in the waves. There was the woman auxiliary. They were on hospital ships, that kind of thing. Now it's totally integrated, which is a good thing. But the idea of adding women to the draft as well was something that the Senate wouldn't go along with. None of the Republicans would, very few, and a handful of Democrats wouldn't either, so that's not in there either. But as a result, we do have the bill, and Moscow Mitch has said they'll pass it in the Senate once again. We've slipped through after brinksmanship, and there were a lot of other amendments that got shot down, And some of these are going to go out as standalone votes, and we'll see what happens on that. CNN made a little news. CNN, Chris Cuomo, they fired him. They fired him in the middle of his contract. They were still supposed to pay him $18 million, and they canned him, and they're not paying him, and he is about to sue them. Alan Dershowitz, a professor at Harvard Law School, I'm not a real fan of Dershowitz. He was pro-Trump. He's the one that represented Trump in one of the impeachments, and he's kind of a windbag. But in this particular case, I think he made a good point. He said that Chris Cuomo has a good chance of getting that $18 million out of CNN. Has a good chance of getting the $18 million that he's owed out of CNN. Now, somebody pointed out that one reason that Dershowitz is saying that, because Dershowitz is also suing CNN for libel, and that's not going to go anywhere. But a contract's a contract, and in this particular one, they said that they got rid of Cuomo because he'd advised his brother, Andy Cuomo, the governor of New York, when Cuomo was under attack by the attorney general of New York and by various people that came forward to complain about sexual harassment. But the problem for CNN is that Chris Cuomo told them that back in the spring. He disclosed it, and they did not fire him. What they did is they took him off of coverage. They took him off of coverage. That was reasonable. It's his brother. What do you expect a brother to do? What do you expect a brother to do? You don't say, okay, then you can stay at CNN, but you simply can't cover your brother. Okay, that was the right thing to do. Then they turned up the heat on him, and they claimed, well, he had coached his brother a little more deeply than we realized. Well, you know something? Why don't you talk to him some more then? Also, there was an anonymous complaint of sexual harassment against Chris Cuomo. They said they weren't going to go forward with it. All right. Do you get to fire somebody that you owe $18 million to because he disclosed to you that he was helping out his brother, and you said, okay, just don't cover your brother? And then someone who's anonymous, who is not going to pursue a complaint, makes a charge against you, and then you fire him. Well, I think the answer to that is this. If you don't want him on the air anymore because the media is a toxic environment, I understand that, but you don't get to get out of your contract. If you think that his helping his brother back in the spring was a fireable offense, you should have fired him. You should not have kept him on and told him, okay, just don't cover your brother. And if somebody makes an anonymous complaint and doesn't pursue it, that is not something that relieves you of your contractual obligation. So there you have it. We'll see what happens. These lawsuits almost always settle. They almost always settle. And Cuomo will have plenty of opportunities. I think he's on the 9 o'clock on CNN. I don't know what CNN's going to do to fill out 9 o'clock. They'll find somebody else. But one of the problems with media today is that Fox is eating the lunch of CNN and MSNBC and everybody else, and we've got to find an antidote. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.